Hello, everybody, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have the executive director of the National Buffalo Museum in Jamestown, Alana Zenos, is joining us. And Alana, welcome to our show.
Hi, Warren. Thanks.
Yes, thank you for joining us. Excited because there's a lot of news happening with the National Buffalo Museum. We have a fundraiser, the 25th annual, coming up on June 20th, and we introduce a new little addition to the herd at the National Buffalo Museum, which I think we should start with.
Okay, great. Yeah, we have a white buffalo. She is 1 year old, and she just joined our herd. We're excited to have her, but we're hoping that she will fit in and integrate with the rest of the animals in the herd. She's still young, so she's wanting to get out there and play with the calves, but the other, the mamas are a little bit hesitant.
Well, they're a little wary, like, and that's right. Understandable. Mm-hmm. Somebody strange to the herd now and trying to introduce them. So kind of on a trial basis right now.
Right.
But definitely, if you get a chance, head out to the National Buffalo Museum and see if you can spot her out there.
She's right? Adorable. She frolics.
I've seen a little bit of video. It's really cute. So that's going on at the National Buffalo Museum, which is super exciting, but also very exciting, a fundraiser that you guys have been doing for quite some time, coming up on June 20th.
Yes, it's our 25th year of actually having this fundraiser. The event takes place at the Civic Center. We have about 600 people, so we sell out 78 tables.
Wow.
And we have live auction, silent auction, raffles all night. What else? This year we are, one of our live auction items, one of the premier items is a Carson Wentz signed helmet.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And it's funny, right, because he played for the Bison.
Right.
The Bison. Yeah. And it's helping the National Buffalo Museum.
I love Absolutely.
So signed helmet, there's a bunch of different raffle items and everything. And I'm sure people can still purchase tables. And now it's filling up fast.
We have a handful of tables left. So there is a type of table that's $400. It seats 8 people, and you have a buffet service for your bison prime rib dinner. Cool. And then if you would like to be served dinner, there's a $600 table. It's a VIP table where you get tableside service. And if you're just interested in a ticket or three, they're $75 a piece.
Awesome. Very good. So make sure you have plans to check that out. The 25th annual auction fundraiser coming up on June 2nd. And what are these funds being raised for, Alana? Obviously,
you guys
operate as a nonprofit.
Yes. The National Buffalo Museum is a nonprofit organization. Our mission is to educate the public about the cultural and historical significance of the American bison. And this is our largest fundraising event, and it typically brings in about 25% of the museum's operating income for the year.
Wow.
So, I mean, we really put a lot into it. The community has been a fabulous support over the years. And, I mean, last year we raised over $75,000.
Wow.
And we're hoping to do the same or better this year.
Right, so, and keep that place up and running and what you guys
do out there. So. It helps us to take care of the buffalo herd. It helps us to develop educational programs and, you know, just to maintain and do projects.
Excellent. Very good. Alana Zenos again with the National Buffalo Museum joining us on Let's Talk About It. I think we should talk a little bit about the food too, because you mentioned that there's some prime buffalo rib in there.
Yes, it's an amazing dinner. It's bison prime rib. So first you start with appetizers. I think we have bison meatballs, and then there's some various other items that we don't want anyone to go hungry for a second. And so then there's an open bar with beer, wine, and soft drinks that you can start engaging in a little social hour before the dinner.
Yes.
And then the main meal is a bison prime rib dinner. And I think this year we're going to also have garlic mashed potatoes and probably bourbon glazed carrots.
Ooh, that sounds really, really good.
Yeah, it's a super yummy meal. And if we do have leftover bison prime rib, which we typically do, we will auction them off. We auction that off.
Oh, excellent.
And it's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. You take it home and have seconds, thirds.
We auction off little roasts.
Yum. Oh, sounds very, very good. And we're not missing any bison in the herd for this either, right?
No, we have a wonderful sponsor.
Awesome.
We have a wonderful sponsor who it's in New Rockford.
Okay.
So it's the North American Bison Co-op. They awesome. Help to provide the meat. So we don't send any of our animals there. But, you know, I think it's interesting, and people often question, why are you serving bison if you are, you know, part of sort of a conservation of the species? But,
yeah.
I mean, there is a reason, for right? Sure. So you eat bison and celebrate that to conserve the species. There's even a little initiative going on now. It's called Bison Hump Day.
Okay.
So it's on Wednesdays, the National Bison Association is encouraging people to eat bison meat.
Really?
On Wednesdays, just like Taco Tuesdays.
And I love it.
Meatless Mondays. So yeah, and if you want to know where to buy it, we actually sell bison meat in our gift shop. Yeah.
Wow, so there you go. So Alon, if anybody has questions or they want to stop by the National Buffalo Absolutely. Museum, you guys are open, obviously, summertime now. What are some ways they can do that?
Sure, we're open right now 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. If you have a question or want to get tickets to the fundraiser, you can call me, Alana, 252-8648. Or if you prefer email, my email is director@buffalomuseum.com.
Excellent. So buy your tickets, ask questions. That's what you guys are there for.
Yep.
Alana, anything else about the fundraiser or anything else at the National Buffalo Museum you wanted to make mention of?
No, the only thing I can think of is you can also buy tickets on our website. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And that's nationalbuffalomuseum.com?
www.buffalomuseum.com.
Buffalomuseum.com. Excellent. Well, Alana, thanks so much for joining us here.
Thank you, Warren.